2013 saw the Supreme Court overturn the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, and since then, same-sex couples from the 32 states that still ban gay marriage have been crossing state lines to get married in one of the 18 states that allow it. And many are trying to do so before the new year so they can take advantage of tax benefits. Well, we have a story about a couple with a different sense of urgency. Eric Marcoux and Eugene Woodworth crossed from Oregon into Washington State to try and stay one step ahead of the health issues that would eventually take Eugene's life. Eugene died on December 21st, but Jordana Gustafson of Here Now contributing station KOPB in Portland, Oregon, has the story of the journey he and Eric took before he passed away.
I am Eric Marcoux, and I am here today to be legally married to Eugene Woodworth, with whom I have had an intimate, deeply committed relationship for a little over 60 years.
I'm Eugene Woodworth, and I left a fantastic career when I first met him. I knew I had to have a real job. I had a family to support.
Marcoux is 83 years old and Woodworth is 85. The two have been together since the day they met in Chicago in 1953. They can't marry in Oregon, where a constitutional amendment outlaws same-sex marriage. When same-sex marriage was legalized in Washington last year, they didn't rush across the state line to get married.
No.
We wanted to have it in Oregon.
But Woodworth has been diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and he's been given weeks to live. They're getting married today with the hope that Marcoux might be eligible to receive Social Security benefits as the surviving spouse.
It occurred to us, well, maybe we'll be able to transfer his Social Security, which is significantly greater than mine, to me. And although it's a modest one, it will make an enormous difference in the kind of life that I will be able to live.
He deserves it after living with me for 60 years.
Because of a patchwork of federal and state laws, it's still unclear whether Marcoux will be eligible to receive those benefits. Supporters of gay marriage in Oregon have been gathering signatures for a 2014 ballot measure. It would overturn a constitutional amendment that bans gay marriage. There's also a lawsuit in federal district court challenging the constitutionality of the amendment. But Woodworth says he can't wait to see how the political process plays out.
Looks like they're not going to do it until later in the year, and I won't be here then. So...
Hey, Eric and Eugene, come right up here. Are you okay to stand?
Or? It just takes him a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not going to die on you, I promise.
Two friends serving as witnesses help the elderly men to a counter for final signatures and then to the courtroom. Woodworth is in a wheelchair for the first time.
We are gathered here at this time to join Eric and Eugene in the legal bond of marriage.
The men stand opposite the judge, their hands resting on the podium. The only guests in the courtroom are their two witnesses.
And at this time, Eric, if you would take the ring for Eugene and slip it on his finger. And as you do so, repeat after me, with this ring, as a symbol of my love.
As a symbol of my love.
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
You're going to have it quiet.
The couple say today's ceremony is merely a formality. But Woodworth chokes up as his partner slips the ring on his finger.
And now, by the power vested in me by the state of Washington, I declare to be legally married. And you may kiss.
After the ceremony, the two make their way out to their car for the 20-minute drive home to Oregon.
We made it. Wonderful. We made it.
For Here and Now, I'm Jordana Gustafson in Portland, Oregon.
And again, after just a week of married life, Eugene Woodworth passed away December 21st. Eric is still waiting to see if he'll receive spousal benefits. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.